This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mike, Mika hasn't had the turnovers this year, but is he doing things maybe to help set up other people for what they're doing?
Man, he's doing a great job, to be quite honest with you. But again, I think the turnovers will come. I think oftentimes when you play on the back end, you're defined by takeaways, just like when you play up front, you're defined by sacks, but it's not always the storyteller. But those of us that are in this business, we realize to a degree that you're measured by it. And so, you know, he'll keep working. But I'm not displeased by anything that he's doing, certainly. And we're asking him to do a lot of things, but we always ask him to do a lot of things. I'm really excited about Cam Sutton being back because Cam's presence is really helpful in terms of being able to move him around even more because Cam is so versatile.
All right, that's the opposite of foreshadowing. Mike Tomlin giving you lip service on Minkah Fitzpatrick and what a great job he was doing. And a few months later, he's gone back to Miami. The huge, massive trade. The Steelers and Dolphins doing something you almost never see in the NFL, and that's trading one former All-Pro for another, and to boot, to sweeten the pot, the Steelers got Jonnu Smith, Arthur Smith's favorite player of all time, back in the deal as well. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Now the sun is beating down on us here at the Pompeiani Golf Classic. Temperatures in the 80s looking good, very humid for the Pirates starting a three-game set with the Cardinals tonight, and that is your fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Malzi has joined me.
Hello. Nice to see you back.
Thank you. I'm still
lighter in the wallet after the Skeens thing. I don't mean to dissuade you from the matter at hand, which I know is a big one.
For a good cause.
For a great cause, and I know you're a man of your word. I just cannot believe you managed to somehow maloik yourself here.
The DMs have gone out, and I've already
good.
Heard word from those people, so they will be getting
good
jerseys.
Anyway, yeah.
I'm still telling people that are here at Pompeiani's that this trade happened because they've been out on the course, and some of them were in disbelief and thought that it was a fake account from Schefter that sent the news
That was
out.
Colony's very first reaction. So we started, it was me, Jim Colony, Joe Starkey, and then Sean McCall, my buddy who's also the pro at Hickory Heights. Great
congratulations
dude.
On all his success.
He was awesome to come out here and play with and basically carry us three bums around the course. Course looked incredible too, which was awesome. And so we played the 12th hole as our first hole. We finished the hole. We get up to the 13th tee, and I just deadpan because I had my phone out, and I was going to kind of videotape some swings for going low. And I said, Joe, the Steelers just traded Minkah for Jalen Ramsey, and we hadn't seen the Jonnu Smith like part come out yet. It was like the Shane Baz thing for a second. You didn't know who the other player was. Joe and Jim's first reaction, and Jim's out of the game, basically, was like, is that a real account? Did you see it? Like, they were assuming it was from Sports Talk Barry. And I said, no, this is Adam Schefter. This is happening. And there was that shock. You just said guys weren't on their phones today, so they didn't know. Can I just tell you, I'm sure you've had plenty of 3 hours to talk about it today. My first thought was just I had the spidey sense, but not that strong of one, that he and Mike did not get along that well, that communication stuff might come back to player and coach maybe being at odds, because we know Minkah is such an unbelievably strong personality, and so is Mike. That was my first thought, was those two had to have been at odds. Beyond anything that was happening on the field, that wasn't going right, if it was communication-oriented, you know that would make Mike crazy.
Yeah.
And I just got my first reaction before who won this deal, all that. Those two had to have been majorly at odds for this to take place.
The clip from Tomlin that we heard there that was dated, I think, from November or December makes no sense. That Tomlin said we're using them in a bunch of different ways all over the place. No, that was the problem. He was lining up 30 yards behind the line
off,
of scrimmage and
he was
being
off
Omar
screen.
Moreno. He was just being a center fielder.
He was off
for
screen
you.
On like the traditional NFL view you get. He wasn't even close to the screen.
I agree with you 100%. I think that he was disenchanted with the way he was being used here, and he's no shrinking violet in these situations. That's how he got traded out of Miami after 1 year.
Correct.
Brian Flores is a strong-willed person. They're both very stubborn about, you know, what's best for the team.
Minka's a high football IQ guy.
Right.
Every coach that's had him says it.
Absolutely.
So he would have very strong.
No doubt.
He is not a cog who you say, Minka, play here. He goes, got it, coach. No worries.
And
he's evaluating your method
right.
of playing.
And I think there was a tacit admission by them in the way that they used him that they didn't think he was the same player that he used to be.
If you put him in a position where you expect him to make plays and he doesn't have the wheels to make the plays anymore, then what you're going to have happen a lot is him getting burnt.
If they still thought he was, all right, he's not really, you know, he's not analogous to Polamalu because he's not that kind of guy that just cracks down and jumps over the line of scrimmage and stuff. So let's say, like, in terms of all-time great safeties, he's more like Ed Reed.
Stylistically,
yeah,
sure.
If you thought he was that kind of player still, even though corner's more valuable than safety, you don't trade a younger player for an older player, even with you getting an extra guy back.
Correct.
The other thing I teased before you came on was, I don't know if you've heard this too, apparently late in the season, I wasn't told exactly which game or which week it was, but they had a practice during their six-game losing streak at the end of the year, and he got into a huge spat with, let me call this person a veteran member of the defense in practice.
Well, I don't think I need to guess who that is.
That was in front of everybody. And
yeah.
People came away from that situation having less favorable opinion of Minka Fitzpatrick than the other guy who was involved.
So I'm not going to suggest who I think it is by what I'll bring up. I seem to recall Cam Hayward being vocal about a lot of different stuff that was ailing the defense. And Cam is the conscience of the team and at least the conscience of the defense. I don't know, because you would have better sourcing on this, if that was who got into the argument. You know, there's Watt, there's a couple other guys that could be fitting the bill of what you're describing. But once a guy like Minka, who's also not producing and is not a Steeler, and we know that they care about, did we draft you? Did we bring you into the NFL? Forget about whether we loved you and therefore traded for you as a result. If you're the guy on the other end of that, Minka Fitzpatrick, and the people observing it come away with a lesser opinion of you, days might be numbered. And you know what this also does? It closes the book on that trade, and that trade was a failure. Period. Because they could have had it potentially, if that team that year has that pick and they're a couple games worse, because that first year he did make some unbelievable game-changing, game-winning plays, who knows where their quarterback situation is at. That's a 30,000-feet view of this,
no
but that's
one's
also
gonna
something.
No one's going to want to hear you say that or agree with you on it, but honestly, if you're going to put it in success or failure, you can't put it in the success category. He was good. They never won a playoff game.
Yep.
Their offense didn't come through in big games. He went 25 games without an interception, and you traded him away at the end for another corner before you won anything significant. Of course that's not a winning
and you traded
trade
him,
for a first-round pick.
You traded
it's
him
not.
For a, you traded him for a corner who's a big name and who at his best was maybe the best in the NFL, but he's not at his best anymore.
Yeah, I still think he's good, Chris.
He's good, but at his best he was a number one, and he is not a number one anymore in the NFL. That's all. Like, you didn't trade him for this insane...
No.
It's not a player-for-player where both teams are just getting a great player and it's a need-based thing.
I mean, it's honestly more the same from the Steelers this offseason in that they're trading for guys who were, at one point, the best at what they did, but they're past their prime. Ramsey, at one point, was the best corner in the NFL.
Yep.
He's the one guy I've watched shut down Antonio Brown, and you get him 3 or 4 years removed from winning a Super Bowl and being an All-Pro. You bring in Aaron Rodgers, 4 years removed from winning an MVP when he's 41 years old. You bring in Darius Slay when he's 34 years old. That's what the whole theme of this offseason is. We're going after these big-name guys. Let's hope they've got something left in the tank. So in that regard, like, I guess from an identity perspective, Yeah, at least they're consistent.
How often does that work in the NFL?
I just don't think old teams really win. I mean, that's...
Washington did that when Dan Snyder took over. It was him collecting baseball cards. Bruce Smith,
Deion
Sanders, and
the original Over the Hill gang in the 70s did.
Okay, but, I mean, Dan Snyder, it was, I'm going to collect baseball cards. Bring me Bruce Smith.
I think Deion Sanders.
Tampa
did that, but the baseball card they collected was Tom Brady.
Yes, that's the Hannes Wagner from 1900-whatever.
Right.
At Baseball Card Castle, if they had it, they'd have it under lock and key. The Steelers aren't collecting those guys. I think they're collecting Aaron Rodgers, a guy who is going to be more bought into the process than Russell Wilson was for a variety of reasons. I talked about this while you were on vacation last week, and I'm not going to get into that here. And I think it could be decent, could be better than last year was. But they don't have the team that's brought in, like, all these aging veterans who still got it, and they're going to go and beat the Bills on paper or the Chiefs on paper or something like that. It feels more like they are quietly trying to do the rebuild or the we have a bunch of shiny names, but we might be a 6 or 7 win team if things go very badly.
Really? I don't look at it that way. I don't think they feel that way at all.
They don't feel that way, but that's how I like have analyzed and evaluated. If things go very sideways, this could be the old blessing in disguise like the 03 season was because it delivered Roethlisberger to them. To be very clear, you're right. They're not building with that intention. I'm observing it with that as at least a possibility here.
One inconsistency that people have pointed out, and I think it's a fair one today, is if you're going to make all these moves with 2025 in mind, why didn't you just keep Pickens? And I think Pickens is obviously highly combustible, and I don't think he would have gotten around along with Aaron Rodgers. But if it's all about 2025, why not just keep Pickens and George Pickens and say, hey, Mike, you're paid $20 million a year. The whole point of you being considered a great coach is that you manage personalities. Figure it out with these guys. I think that's a fair point.
I think it's a fair point, but I think the key of that is they would like the idea that they would go to him and say, hey, Mike, you're paid a lot of money. Figure it out. I think he went to them and said, get him out of here. I don't want him.
Of course he did.
And so when he's the guy who's still making that shot call to Omar Khan, what people are suggesting you should have done.
I understand that, but the timing of that deal was more about 2026 than 2025, and just about everything else they've done this offseason has been about 2025. The lone exception is the way free agency panned out, and that's because their big move was a trade and not a signing, so that's how they got the compensation picks that should help them in next year's draft. I mean, they're trying to have it both ways.
And how often does that work
in sports? If it works, phenomenal. It'd be one of the great managing
jobs.
How often
does it work? How often does it work in sports?
For the most part, never. I mean, there's a reason why the Rams chanted F these picks, because they did go all the way in. They traded for Jalen Ramsey. They traded for Von Miller. They traded for Matthew.
We used to rip Neil Huntington with the Pirates when he would talk about, I'm trying to live in two worlds, one foot in contending, one foot in the future.
It's a weird day, though, because I do think in a vacuum it's a good trade. I think they got two good players for one player that's still good, but they didn't.
He was disgruntled,
they didn't,
too.
And disgruntled, they didn't use him, right? But I also think at the same time, they didn't get so much better that now my expectations for their season change. I don't think they're going to win a playoff game, even with these moves.
My peak for them was 11-6. My realistic was 9-8, maybe 10-7. My bad case scenario was 8-9, and that's pretty much the same. Is Aaron Rodgers, by the way, who does, I will say, concede this, I do think he's going to be bought in as much as a guy like him can be bought in at this point, is he suddenly going to like throwing to the tight end position? Never really had a guy that he targeted a ton for that in Green Bay. It was always receivers that were the primary ball catchers. His best three pass catchers right now in order are, and I'm going to say Jonnu is actually behind Freiermuth because that was a high-volume season for Jonnu, are Metcalf, Freiermuth, and Jonnu Smith. Two of those three guys are tight ends.
Yeah. My fear about them loading up on tight ends, obviously, like, Smith wants to build his offenses that way because that's what he's always done.
Mm-hmm.
But you get tight ends involved in the offense, I think.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
More often when your offensive line isn't good because you're trying to get the ball out fast. And that's why Smith had such good numbers in Miami. Their line sucked.
Well, yeah, and, so get the ball, and other guys got hurt, too.
Right.
He was the primary option because Hill had a busted wheel. Waddle was dinged at times in games. Yeah, it wasn't like this classic explosive Miami offense targeting Jonnu Smith 110 times.
No. He was the guy that
he made the most of the opportunities that they gave him. I mean, he had a high catch. All that stuff was good. Again, just is a square peg round hole situation a little bit with what we know Rodgers likes to do. I'm with you that it's a very curious offseason. And in a vacuum, if Minka doesn't want to be here, which he clearly didn't, and you do get two for one, and you would say that both players are good players still. Ramsey's not all-time great anymore, but he's still good to very good. And Jonnu Smith can be good. Yeah, in a vacuum, that's probably a good deal. It's not a great deal, and none of it foretells like a team that really has its arrow pointed in a very steady direction. It still feels more like a team in transition than it does anything else.
By the way, Ramsey is not like a one-year, let's go for it this year, too. Like, now you're committed to him. His financial commitments overall are bigger than Minka. And I get it. I think
the spot rack crowd liked the deal from Miami's perspective more as a result of that.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, I'd rather have an upper echelon to great corner than I would a safety, even if Minka wasn't pigeonholed into playing deep, because I just think the corner position is more important in today's NFL.
Well, the hope would be if Ramsey falls off, say, if this year he's good but he's not great, maybe you can move him to safety eventually by the very end of the deal. I mean, if you're going to think way ahead. But again, that's not me thinking, like, stuff that matters today. What matters today to me is still, I go back to, the player that you brought in that was supposed to be damn near an extension of the head coach on the field when the defense was out there clearly was at odds with numerous people on that side of the ball. I'm sorry, man, I can't shake that part of this. So much of what is supposed to make this team special, what you and I chafe at, and a lot of people in this town chafe at, is this national perspective that, man, the Steelers are just built differently than everybody else. It's different because of Mike Tomlin and the relationship he has with these guys. On one level or another, this trade is an acknowledgement that even with the guy that was supposed to be the ultimate blood and guts Tomlin guy, that just was not the case.
They've chased two guys out of town in trades because of, I think, chemistry issues.
And attitude
for different
issues.
Reasons, yeah. I mean,
Minka kept it very much like quiet, but
that's a football. His is a philosophical difference, and Pickens is just a give a bleep.
Well, Pickens difference. Is we tried to go after this guy who had red flags, and we didn't turn the red flags green in the end.
412-928-9370. So, what would you grade the trade then?
It feels like a C plus because C plus B minus range because it's. I think it's better. I think they're a slightly better team as a result.
Dom said A plus and now has them in the AFC Championship.
Well, I mean, that's why Dom is destined for big things because he is just not afraid to put asinine opinions out there and just plant his flag.
Better than the Bills and better than the Ravens.
I've been doing this since Dom was in diapers, and that's probably not an exaggeration because I think Dom's like 20 or 21. So I'm going to say it's like C plus B minus, but I don't like what the trade represents or suggests about the state of the franchise.
I know, but they did get better players, Chris. That's the thing. That's why. But I only can't go as low as a C minus. Okay, they got two for one.
I said C plus. Oh, I mean, okay. Above
C
that.
Plus.
Yeah, C plus, B minus. Yeah, I mean, I think that's. I cannot go higher than that.
I went B.
Okay.
So I did go higher than that.
Okay. I mean, I just. Again, they're supposed to be one thing as an organization, and they're supposed to have a certain ethos. And Minka was supposed to embody a lot of that ethos. He's Mike's guy. They love him. Hard Knocks, it was just Minka and Tomlin. Look at them crunching film together.
I know, but I also think Ramsey's one of his guys because he's just such an alpha dude who, for years, shut down great players. And Mike saw that up close, especially during those Jacksonville rivalry
Mike should
days.
Know better than anybody. He's an old soul now in NFL terms that, like, it's not for long for pretty much everybody, especially corners. Especially corners.
I know, but they think because of the way he's played his entire career that he's not just an outside corner. It's not Darrell Revis who ran out of gas and it's like, well, now what do we do with the guy? They think they can move him around. Fittipaldo said with me that he thinks he's going to start at slot corner. He's going to play inside, which he did a lot with the Rams and the Jaguars. And
if they're going to commit to using him around, using him all over the field, and he's willing to do that, fine. I mean, that's better because clearly they couldn't settle on a way to use Minka that was satisfactory to everybody. It feels weird, man. I guess, Pony, to put a weird point on this because I'm parachuting in from the golf course and I don't know what the tone of the show has been with callers or anything else.
No, it's been mostly positive with callers.
But it feels...
We had one guy say it was a horrible trade and then said okay. That he would call Joey Porter Jr. soft to his face, which I thought was funny because his dad was right behind me when he said
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't think that he would do that. My point is, unless that guy's like an ultimate cage fighter or something, it feels really weird. I get why callers would say two for one and both of the two you get are objectively good football players, and Minka clearly was not as good of a guy as he was when he came here in 2019. But everything surrounding the trade, it feels really weird for me to sit here and go, good job, Steelers. This is a positive day in Steelers history because I just don't feel like it's that.
Anthony in Pittsburgh is with us. Hello, Anthony. No, he's not here with us. So apparently Mulchey's point was so good, he said, I don't need to weigh in on this. How about the T.J. Watt end of this? Did you see that tweet from Schefter?
I didn't see a Schefter. I saw, like, one of the usual aggregators suggest that teams are calling about T.J. Watt because of his unhappiness.
Here's the Schefter tweet from, like, an hour after the trade was consummated. In recent weeks, multiple teams have been discussing whether they can trade for T.J. Watt, who skipped minicamp. Pittsburgh hasn't shown any willingness to deal Watt so far, but he's unhappy with his situation. And sources believe outside interest is likely to increase given today's trade.
So, which makes today's trade, by the way, feel like a dump in people's mind. Do you know what I mean? It makes outside people think that they're kind of dumping a player.
That is a weird reaction that the rest of the teams in the NFL would think, this makes T.J. Watt more available.
They're casting out guys that are making a lot of money on that defensive side.
But they brought back a guy who's making a lot of money.
I know. But I just can't. Again, I cannot ignore that part of it. You know where I've stood on this. T.J. Watt's a great Steeler. T.J. Watt individually, incredibly brilliant. But you are not close to winning contending. I would absolutely trade if the right offer is made.
I know, and so would I, but they obviously...
They don't feel that
way. They think they're close. That's why they're making these deals for guys in their 30s to try to win right now.
Here's the question, though. Is the philosophical difference or anger with TJ, is it just contractual, or is part of this what we've heard them say? Well,
he said unhappy about his contract situation.
Okay, then if it's not about his role, like the fact that they haven't moved him around and he probably was a guy that should have been moved around in terms of favorable matchups starting a year or two ago, if it's just money, then they're probably going to get it done.
Here's Schrager's reaction. I've been laughed at on TV for this take, but you don't go and acquire Jalen Ramsey, Aaron Rodgers, DK Metcalf, and Darius Slay if you don't have serious Super Bowl aspirations. These are all-in moves. Whether they are or not, Pitt thinks they're close. Exactly. They're not close, but they're acting like
I would love to make fun of Schrager, but I think his analysis is pretty much correct there.
412-928-9370. Sprinkle some of your calls in next. We're live at Pompeiani's Golf Classic on a day in which the Steelers make one of their biggest trades in team history. So we want your thoughts on jettisoning Minka Fitzpatrick, bringing in Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith, T.J. Watt now maybe being on the move because of this deal. 412-928-9370. Live here at the Pompeiani Golf Classic, 34th annual, benefiting Partners for Quality, family of nonprofit agencies. We had a big explosive fireworks trade between the Steelers and Dolphins. No such fireworks here today. There was some thought that maybe there would be another Mulsey versus Joey Porter Sr. showdown. Last time they were both at a charity golf tournament together.
It was kind of a one-sided bit last time.
They
kind of
had to be separated. We had to dump out of a broadcast because of some of the words that Joey Porter was using.
Wasn't your feeling coming out of that I generally handled myself professionally in that moment?
You know who thought you did?
Who?
Doran.
He did.
Doran gave you very high marks for the way that went down.
He did.
I asked Larry Richard, who I think played with Joey today,
mm-hmm.
if he felt like time had healed wounds between you guys, and his answer was a very curt no.
Almost like an amused that you would even ask such a thing.
Did you see the facial expression when I asked him that on his part?
It was like when you feed somebody food and they don't like it, and you ask them if it was good, and they say yes. He had the same facial expression saying no.
I felt like he had more to say about it, but because you were around, he didn't want to say anything more. So
I don't think Larry should
push for that.
I don't think Larry should pull his punches like that with me. I think I'm a big boy. I can handle it.
Yeah, you can hear that a guy still doesn't like you, right? It's not the end of the world.
I mean, I don't really think that we are necessarily going to be exchanging Christmas cards or anything.
Dave in Delmont, one of our favorites, is back with us. Hello, Dave.
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, I'm not sure whether it's a good or bad trade, but it just seems to me that we're going to be a little stronger cornerback and that we're going to be a lot weaker at safety. I mean, who do we have that's going to be starting now in safety? And
probably Thornhill, who was an absolute disgrace of a player with the Browns.
And Deshaun Elliott, who's good.
Yeah. And so if they have Thornhill play 30 yards off the line of scrimmage, I mean, that's not the end of the world. I mean, if that's all they're asking from a safety, a lot of guys can do that. But I don't think he's overall
tackle,
a very good player at all.
At least Minka could tackle. But the whole problem is, like you guys know, that I'm not a fan of Mike Tomlin. So
oh, is that right?
How Don thinks this is going to put us over the top, I don't know. It's pretty funny. I didn't know I was going to listen to a comedian today. Thank you very much.
There you go.
Dom is not a very rational person. I like the kid a lot. He's got a bright future.
Dom said Chiefs and Steelers right now, dead even.
Pony, no, I didn't. I said,
do you see a difference between the two teams? You said, no, I really don't. How did I misinterpret what you said whatsoever?
I said it's Bengals and Chiefs at the top of the conference, and then I think the Steelers are right there with Baltimore and Buffalo.
You picked the Steelers to go to the AFC Championship game. So
yeah,
you
I
think
did.
They're better than one of those two teams
no,
that
I don't.
Ranked ahead of them.
No, I don't. I think that they will make the AFC Championship game. I don't think they're better than those two teams, but yeah, I think they'll make the championship game.
I don't know. Wouldn't you pick the teams, the two best teams in your mind to make it to the championship
Not
game?
Necessarily. I like the hair-splitting Mulsey take he's doing here. Well, one of the two best teams will get knocked off by for one reason or another. Maybe it's because they'll have to see each other before that, and then like the first and third best teams will play each other. I do respect that level of Dom pedantic behavior. But the idea that the Steelers are even one of the seven best teams in the AFC, again, is foolhardy to me. If the Bengals are healthy, and specifically if Burrow's healthy, they're better. The Ravens are better if Jackson's
their
healthy.
Their defense stinks.
The Chiefs,
I'd still
the
rather
Bills.
Have a team that's quarterbacked by Joe Burrow
sure.
than what the Steelers have.
Of course.
Even though I think the Steelers' roster is better.
Just Bengals, Ravens, Chiefs, Bills. Somebody has to win the AFC South, so that's a spot. The Texans, let's say Stroud bounces back. I think the Patriots are going to be on the rise with Drake May. I've named six teams now.
B-Mac said that earlier.
I think the Chargers are a potentially very good football team. That's seven right there. I haven't even mentioned the Jags, who might now be coached by like a competent human being again. So I think that they are in that blender of teams that's going to be battling for the last playoff spot or two at best.
Here's the bottom line going back to the Tomlin point by Dave. They're paying this defense $178 million with this Ramsey deal.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants are the next closest at 150.
And what do we know about the Giants? They stink.
What I'm saying is there is it's not just you're the it's the highest paid defense. It is by a considerable gap. How many $28 million players are there in the league?
That's on that side of the ball.
Right, that's the difference between you and the next team.
It's a TJ Watt basically.
You are far and away. You've spent far and away more money on defense. Than anybody
you
else.
You also pay Mike almost $20 million,
right.
And he runs the defense
exactly.
essentially during the week.
So that is a $200 million defensive investment that
Correct.
You've made.
Correct.
They were eighth in the league in defense last year. I'm sorry, when you're paying your defense that amount, that's still not good enough.
I agree.
It needs to be the best defense or very, very close. And if you're not, I better get a damn good excuse as to why it's not.
And and they got run over. How many
right.
yards did the Ravens? 300
299.
Yards. Yes. Let's just say 300. It sounds better. Distracted by a minute by a story that a beachgoer found $500,000 of cocaine on the beach I was just at 2 weeks ago.
Did you leave it there?
No. No. Didn't have that in my itinerary.
Jeff in Cranberry is next. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys.
Hey, brother.
I like the trade. I never understood why.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Minka as a center fielder didn't work. It just didn't. I don't know why they had him so deep.
Okay, so that's what you mean by that.
You didn't understand the deployment of the player.
Yes, that makes sense. I agree
with
that.
Yeah, it didn't work. You would think an elite player like Minka playing that sort of center field rover would create more. And maybe there's things I don't understand because he took plays away from teams that didn't manifest as interceptions or whatever. But
you're
I
still
like
not,
Ramsey. I think he's.
But Jeff, you're still not paying a guy. I'll let you finish too because I want to hear what else you have to say. You're not paying a guy even if he took away some plays from the other team. You don't pay $18 million a year to take away.
Absolutely
like,
not.
Like in the abstract, take away plays.
Darren
anyway.
Perry did that, and he was like a 10th round pick. So.
Right. Anyway, as you were saying about Ramsey, Jeff.
Yeah, and when I was so excited when Minka got picked up, I thought this guy was going to just be the next, I don't know, Ed Reed back there picking balls off left and right. Didn't work out. I think Ramsey is going to come in and maybe they'll move him around a little bit to different spots. I think he's going to be good. And then I do think, we still need an outside number two, but I think you had 88 catches and 8 touchdowns from last year. I think this guy's going to be a tough matchup if you're moving him around on offense. So.
Let me ask you a question, Pony. Thanks, Jeff. Let me ask you a question.
Yep.
If Ramsey has Joe Hayden's Steelers career while he's here, how do you feel about it?
Good.
That's a good trade?
Yeah.
Almost by itself, that's a good trade.
Yeah.
And if Jonnu Smith is anything like remotely close to what he was just in this one year,
but
if he has a Hayden career, I think it would be good because Hayden was their best
I
corner.
Know, but the one thing you touched on is true. This is obviously a massive fall from grace for Minka. A couple years ago, it was not a stretch to say that he was on a Hall of Fame trajectory. He was a first team All-Pro. He probably should have been the Steelers MVP in 2019, the year that they traded for him with the kind of impact he made on the team. He went from us thinking this guy is like borderline Canton
to this.
Yeah, I mean, you traded him for another good player, but
you wouldn't trade a borderline Canton guy if you thought he was a Canton guy.
Right.
You just don't do that.
The Steelers don't trade Hall of Famers.
They might with T.J. Watt, I guess, if news is to be believed, but
yeah.
They probably won't there
probably
in the end
won't.
Because he actually is one. because he hasn't had that fall from grace, because he hasn't been at odds with the coaching staff, because he didn't go, I want to stress this, this dynamic, almost $20 million player went basically a season and a half without doing anything of major substance.
And I get where he's coming from. Well, I don't get where he's coming from with 25 games without an interception, but I understand the frustration of how he was used last year. I do.
Here's what I really don't get about that, just to put a fine point on it. If he and Mike were so close, at, you know, brothers in arms, coach and player, basically one is the same as the other acumen-wise, how could they not settle on a way to deploy him that was going to be beneficial and something that they all agreed on? Right?
Yeah.
How are these two supposed great defensive minds, these students of the game, sitting there crunching so much tape, and I guess coming away from it at the end of the day going, ah, just stay 30 yards off the line. We'll try to prevent plays.
I mean, I think they really dumbed down their defense. It was, let's get after it with our front four. Let's not blitz a ton. Let's bring Elliott down to play against the run, and let's make sure we've got somebody back there so we don't have these, you know, big play, game-changing touchdowns where instead of making a team go 15 plays to score a touchdown, they do it in only three or four.
That's on Mike and Terrell Austin then, because if there's a real collective that actually is putting it together during the week and Mike is the loudest voice but Terrell's running meetings and everything, I'm sorry, what do we hear about these other defenses that go far? Spagnuolo with the Chiefs, he disguises stuff. When the Bengals made their run to the Super Bowl, it was Lou Anarumo. Look at what he was doing to figure out Mahomes.
That star faded.
Faded, but my point stands. Like, you hear about in Philly, it's been that way for years across multiple coordinators.
Yep.
Now Fangio's the ultimate tactician, and he's there.
Yep.
They don't just line them up, roll the ball out, even if they've got Philly's talent like Jalen Carter, and say, go after it, boys. They come up with a scheme that actually fools great quarterbacks.
Here's Kai in Murraysville. Hello, Kai.
Hello.
Hey, man.
How you guys doing?
We're good.
I think that there's a lot of unnecessary griping here about this trade, but...
Well, explain it. Give me the gripe that's
like from us or generally speaking.
Well, I don't care about who it's from. Speaking, what's the thing that's making you mad about that or upsetting you about it?
I don't think Minka was putting us over the top. I don't think it was
agreed.
The Super Bowl winning piece that we needed. I think that Jalen Ramsey gives us a better shot at making it out of the first round in the playoffs.
I think that's probably right.
If he shuts down a great receiver, if he's still capable of it, sure, but like...
But how are any of the other points that have been said wrong?
I just think what we receive from Dolphins just outweighs the talent of Minka.
Kai, we agree with you, but don't you feel like the fact that it had to come to this point with Minka, it didn't just happen because they said, let's make a football trade. It didn't happen in that kind of vacuum. It happened because things had soured. Don't you feel like even if they might have gotten the slightly better of the deal, that the reason the deal even had to be made in the first place is kind of relevant, broadly speaking?
Yeah, but I'm also seeing a lack of commitment from the Steelers. It's just, we bring in these players, it doesn't work, and then we trade them away or let them go to free agency.
Well, it's now you're like griping. You're saying you're upset at griping. You just issued a gripe there. That was a gripe you just made.
It was very gripey. So you're allowed to gripe. So wait a minute, Kai.
What's going on?
You're allowed to gripe and call people out for griping, but we can't be calling you out for your griping?
Just griped.
Of the Steelers. This isn't a gripe about Minka.
Okay, so you were mad about the trade gripes, but you have a
Minka trade.
You have a general gripe that you feel like is exempt from gripe criticism.
He's filing that in another gripe category.
It's a different basket.
From the Minka trade.
Thank you, Kai.
Thanks for clarifying on what your gripe was.
All right, Dom, we're good. We're filing Kai's gripe in a different gripe folder in our little cabinet here.
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. We're at Pompeiani's Golf Classic. When we come here, huge things happen. Last year it was Tomlin's extension. This year it's this trade. 531, brought to you by Gina G. and Petra of RE/MAX Select Realty. We're here at the Pompeiani Golf Classic for a few more minutes before the leadoff show comes your way with Dan Zangrilli. It's also time for the hodgepodge of nothingness.
This is a hodgepodge of nothingness.
Do I have a sponsor on this, Dom, and I just can't find the paper?
Brought to you by two men in a junk truck,
That's
I would
what
think.
I thought, but I don't have a piece of paper from him. Why didn't you give me a piece of paper with that today?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I did give you a piece of paper. What are you talking about?
No, it's not in the 5 o'clock hour that you gave me.
Oh, then I guess there is nothing. There is no spot then. I gave you everything that you need, so if it's not there, then there's nothing there.
What a confident statement right there. You know who that reminds me of?
Who?
Bob Nutting. I have given this team everything that they need to succeed. At some point, it's on Pony to do the reads correctly.
Alex Kozora chiming in. We like him.
He finally followed me back on Twitter out of nowhere.
Oh, I
felt like a big deal. I felt very important.
Because a guy that writes for a Steelers website followed him?
I felt just like maybe, am I doing something wrong? Does he find me frivolous on there since he's all business on Twitter? But, yeah.
I mean, Mulsey, he's not exactly Kevin Colbert. I mean, the guy does a good job.
I biffed it today. I saw Kevin, and I just did not have time. I was, like, scrambling around before the round to say hi, and I felt stupid.
His take, trading for an older corner without a clear plan to replace Minka. I don't get it.
Well, here's why that strikes me as odd. Alex knows enough about ball because I think he really like knows it. And former
what
player,
does that mean?
Like former players have said he does his analysis when they've read it or seen it.
Yeah.
He says things that only people who have played or coached the game at a very high level would understand conceptually. So like the guy gets a lot of respect from people who played the game. They're like, no, he really knows what he's talking about. He has to know that corner, I know Jalen Ramsey is aging, is more important inherently than safety. And so, like, just in a vacuum, if you said Minka and Jalen Ramsey in 2025 are equally good at their positions, Jalen Ramsey is more valuable.
Right. I think so.
So that's what is strange to me about that. I do wonder sometimes when if you're in Alex's shoes, you watch the Steelers more than every other team, and so maybe you feel more comfortable opining about their players than anybody else's. That's the only thought I kind of have on that front.
So if you look, you can look at it this way too. If we think that Ramsey is going to play slot corner,
yes.
Would you rather have a situation where Minka was at free safety and Beanie Bishop was at slot corner, or Thornhill is at safety and Ramsey is at slot?
If they're going to, well, I'll go back to what you said earlier a couple minutes ago. If they're going to play Thornhill the way they played Minka, sit back there 30 yards and don't F it up.
I'd rather have Ramsey.
I'd rather have Ramsey in the slot.
Yep.
Now, if they're going to try to actually turn that into a playmaker situation, then give me Ramsey at safety and give me Beanie in the slot, right? Ramsey has playmaking instincts. He definitely understands
right, so
like where the ball
one.
Is.
Here's another scenario.
Okay.
In situations where there's only two wide receivers on the field, so it's someone's doing to them what they like to do. You've got two tight ends. Which corner do you think comes off the field? Because Ramsey won't. They're paying him $20 million. He's going to play every snap.
Yeah.
So who do you think in that situation is the odd man out, Slay or Porter Jr.?
I would – you want it to be Slay. What is –
I think it's Porter Jr.
What is Slay's reputation as a tackler?
I would say like a B, solid tackler.
I will only bring this up because people have said this on broadcasts of Steelers games that Joey Senior like kind of had to have like a little "I'm your dad, but I'm also a guy who played the sport at a very high level" moment and kind of coach him early in his career on his tackling.
I don't think Joey, he's not a great tackler.
That's what I mean.
I don't even think he's a good tackler.
I'm not sure if it's a matter of willingness with him or a lack of technique where he's just a little ragged and he's not a big enough guy to get people down by sheer force. I guess I think Slay would stay on the field because Mike Tomlin also does this, trusts veterans. Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
but also Joey Porter Jr. is the son of one of his best friends.
So it's the Mike, it's the he's pushing the two buttons and he's sweating it right now.
I mean, it's a good problem to have when you have too many good corners because it's been years since the Steelers have been in that
situation. And I do think Joey Jr. is still a good player. I do think he's an above-average corner.
No, but he did not.
He did not have a great. Yeah, he did not have a great sophomore year.
Next,
this is a hodgepodge of nothingness.
I want to ask you honestly: when you sent out the tweet about the Skeens jerseys,
yeah,
did you think that you were going to be purchasing 0, 1, or 5?
Oh, I thought there was a very good chance I would purchase 1 because I've watched the Mets up until that point. They had lost.
It felt like a very informed Mets fan take. Like you had watched them and felt like they were vulnerable.
Yeah, they sucked. They've lost 13 of 16 games.
When the fact, though,
well, I called Keller. I said Keller's going to win his first game from July, and
the fact,
when I get a prediction right, it doesn't go viral.
I know, it
but
doesn't
if Keller
resonate.
Had given up 15 runs in 2 innings, it would have been "F you, Pony! You're the biggest idiot. How do you still have a job? You can't get a single prediction right."
And them's the breaks.
But oh, I know
the fact that they literally, the fact that they beat them in a way that was historic Like, people are going 30 runs, four or less given up, and like 25 team strikeouts in three games. Literally has never been done before.
It's the most lopsided series loss in Mets history. And they had a season where they were the worst team in baseball history.
It's just,
think about that.
It's just insane to me that you have to buy five false teams.
Yeah, I know. Like I said, the DMs went out, so I've got sizes.
Well, one of them has to go to Callis because he thinks you're obligated to give him one.
You know, there's a story there with Callis and jerseys that I don't think he wants me to tell on the air, because it's going to make me look really good and it's going to make him not look really bad, but it's not going to make him look as good as me. So he might want to retract that or delete that tweet.
I'll tell you what, boys, you two both, Dom, you can get in on this. You guys really resonated with the audience apparently that week I was on vacation. I had people giving barrel fire takes about Dom's future in the business because of what you guys were saying about Callis going into business for himself.
Yeah, he did.
He did. I agree with you. I didn't want to touch that because like I was trying to stick to the a more traditional method of sports talk. But man, there were some people saying, I need more Dom and Pony, what an electric duo. And other people saying, other people saying, I hope Dom doesn't have long-term plans in the business.
That's funny.
People are great.
Dom, that's exactly what you want.
I know, Dom. I mean, you moved him one direction or another, and that is absolutely what you want.
Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. It does look like it's going to rain again, so I wouldn't be surprised if we got some rain delay theater with Dan Zangrilli tonight. Before Pirates and Cardinals, but it's not going to rain all night, so they probably will get the game in. We'll be back tomorrow at 2. It'll be NHL Free Agent Frenzy Day. More reaction to the massive trade the Steelers made, and we'll see what else. It'll be a Skeens Day as well.
I have to say one more thing.
Yes.
Happy third birthday to little Ace Muller today.
Oh, my
He's
God.
He's three, dude. He's three.
So what now when you go home? What's the plan?
Well, he's clung more tightly to the pacifier than Lennox did, and we told him for his third birthday, we're like, you'll get presents, but we're also taking all your pacifiers and throwing them in a bag.
I feel like I already went to an Ace birthday party? Was that Lennox's birthday party we were at?
It might have been.
But yeah, oh, it was your birthday.
Yeah, there's an upcoming Ace birthday.
Did we get invited?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. I'm not going to say anything about whether Dom got invited.
Whoops. Yeah, story of my life.
Kabali didn't get invited to Donnie's wedding.
Oh, well, at least Donnie picked a guy who won't complain about it.
And T-Bird made a great point. He goes, what makes any of you guys think Mark wanted to be invited to that wedding? And I said, touche. I think that's actually a very fair point.
Mark's entire existence of he's always got a grievance against somebody, that makes me think that he probably would have been invited.
So he wants to be able to bitch about not being invited, but he doesn't actually want to go.
Inside you, there are two Kabalis, the one that wants to be invited and the one that wants to bitch about not being invited. And one of those two Kabalis can win. Only one can reign supreme.
All right. Thanks, everybody, here at the Pompeiani Golf Classic. Another year they've gone over $2 million in money generated for the great Partners for Quality charity. Talk to you tomorrow at 2 p.m. Team signing off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.